Zeres, and he doesn't bring the reason. He doesn't bring the Kabbalists. He doesn't bring the Kabbalists, so of course he's not allowed to bring Galayach. Now, the Kerneo says that from the Lashon of the other Rishayim, it's mashma that they are chilek on the Rosh. Alright. But the Rosh, shiti is that even though a Nozer Eilon, even though a Nozer Eilon is maybe Kabbalists of every Yidveis Chidesh and Galayach, but it's only optional. It's not obligatory. So, Memele, what does it mean? Because, why did the Rosh say that? Because the halacha is, when does a Nozer bring the Kabbalists and the Galayach? After he concluded, he consummated the Nizires. So then, when the Nizires is terminated, completed, so then he has to bring the Kabbalists and the Galayach. But the Nozer Eilom, so he's in Nozer Eilom. So it's one Nizires all the time. So why should he bring the Kabbalists? So the Rosh came to the conclusion that this is a special halacha, that the Nozer Eilom has the option to terminate the Nizires, not to terminate the whole Nizires. Of course, even if he decides to take this option, so it's still one Nizires. But he has the option of making the Nizires Eilom into one Nizires with a number of counts. Not that he has the option of making the Nizir HaSeilom, of converting the Nizir HaSeilom into separate Nizirius. No, that's not. Of course it's one Nizirus. But he has the option of making that one Nizir HaSeilom into a one Nizirus with a number of counts. So the option is to him. This is the sheet of the Rosh. So Memele, according to the Rosh, we can understand Ravune Bar Yehuda's kash. Not that Ravune Bar Yehuda didn't know the Mishneh of Nozer Eilom is here bitzare, meikel bitare, and maybe sholish behemis. He knew the Mishneh. It's a Mishneh before Eshes, Avdal with Nozer. But Ravune Bar Yehuda is, in view of the fact that Nizir Eilom, it's only an option that Nozer Eilom has, that he can terminate and one count and then start a new count in the same Nizires. So Mimele, since he can only do it if he decides to take that option. But if he doesn't decide to take that option, so then he's not allowed to be Migaleach altogether. So Mimele, it's in Sveja Chomun Vada. So Rave gave him the teretz. No, in view of the fact that he has an option, so Mimele it's still Svei Tuchamu Mevadai, because if it will be Vadai, so then he has the choice, he has the option of being Migaleach, of terminating one count and start another count. Masha'in King Sofik, he doesn't even have, it's not even Biyodeh. And Ravune Bar Yehuda also knew of the Mishneh, but Ravune Bar Yehuda assumed that inasmuch as it is contingent upon his own choice, and without deciding to take that option, so then he's always also to be Migaleach. So mainly it's not considered Tzveike Chomo Mevad. So Rome said it is still considered Tzveik Chomo Mevadai, because in case of Sofik, he doesn't have the choice. In case of Vadai, he does have the choice. Now, that is all right according to the Rosh. But according to the other Rishonim, the Karneiro is mitayik from the Roshon, and it's a good diuk from the Roshon of the Rambam and from other Rishonim, that they do not agree with the Shita of the Rosh, and that they hold that Nizir HaSeilom is the maybe Kabbalists is not just optional with him. It's obligatory. But, of course, we have to say, in the other Rishonim, it's not that Nozer Eilom, every Nozer Eilom, like Avsholem, is a series of Nizirius. That couldn't be. It's one Nizires. But, it's according to the other Rishonim, Achilik and Rosh, and who hold that it's obligatory upon the Nozer Eilom to bring the Kabbalists every Yedveis Chedesh, they hold that while it's one Nizires, but it consists of separate counts. Every Yidvei Shedesh. He said, every Yidvei Shedesh. So, how will he explain the Habamine of the Kashe of Ravune Bar Yehude? So, it's possible to explain that inasmuch, in view of the fact that according to the Rosh, so Alibideemes, the halacha that Nozereilom is maybe Gimel Kabonis every Yidvei Shedesh is optional. It's Alibideemes. So, even according to the Rishenim, as the Karneiro assumes, that the Achilik and the Rosh, so Alibideemes, Nozereilom, and Nozereilom, so actually is at the very outset, it consists of a series of counts. One is Yires with a series of counts. With a series of counts. And it's not optional. But Rav Yehude, we could say that Ravune Bar Yehude, according to the other Rishenim, assumed what the Rosh assumes Alibidemes. So Memele, this is why what he asked. Omar Arim Yozer, Omar Arim Yozer, Eilo Mai? Omar Le, Nozer Eilo Name Sveike Chomom Vada. So now the Dilo Vada here, Bitzari, Meku Bitzari, Meku Bitzari, Meku Behemes, Vivu Sveike Eloi. So in other words, according to other Rishenim, Ravune Bar Yehude assumed like the Rosh. And then Rove told him, no, like the other Rishenim. That here, it doesn't even have to exercise an option. The whole deal of the Naziris is that he has to bring the Kabbalahs. So Memele, certainly, Sveit Yechamun. Alright, now, then the Gemara asked, Omar, Harini Nozerim Shimai. So there, suppose someone said, Harini Nozerim Yesh Bikri Azeh, Harini Nozerim Shimshet. Im yesh b'kri hazeh meyokur v'hol ha'chumotzi sh'nignav v'sh'ovad. So there it's not tzvei kechomo mevadai because vadai nozer shimshen is never allowed to be migalei achida. So he said omalei nozer shimshen loitani. Alright. Omalei ari nozer shimshen mat. Da'afilu vadai lumotzi migalei amita. Omalei loitani. Distome lemashu nozer shimshen. V'atani nozer shimshen. Die gepreise die Tonne behedje, der Rabbi Yudah Mati, der Behemer, Arin, in Oza Shimshen, im Yeish, Bikri Azeh, Meyokur, Vihola, Chumotzi, Shemignad. Itani, Itani. Vlidani lefruke, that's one lesson. Vlidik Shahi, Dein, Anshigolil, Makir, in Thomas Alishku, the Mashma, Ho, Makir, Masuri. Iname, Itani, Itani, Utrei, Tanoi, Alib, Rabbi Yudah. Ravashi, Omar, Hayi, Rabbi Yudah, Mishim, Raptarofni. Itanye, Rabbi Yudah, Mishim Raptav Meimeir, Einechod Menozir, Vishoyim Nozir, Asaro Afloye, Naudran. Einechod Menozir, Misachas Nozir Pnan Lo, Bishnayim Shoyim Alchim Baderech, Viro Echod Boken Egdon, Omar Echod Men Arini Nozir, Sheze Yishpaini, Omar Chavir Arini Nozir, Sheinei, Raptav Fein, Einmer in Echad Menozir, Vio Rav Yudah Mishmitayme, Mishmei Taime Le Milse Le Fisho Le Nitno Nizires La Afloi. Kelei Ma Shein Nizires Chol Ad Sheifori Sheiso. Bilo Yishum Tnai, Kedichsiv Ki Yafli. So the Yafli implies the Mashma Sheifori Shvelo Sheikabla Yisla Asofik. So in other words, it has to be clear the time that he made an Edra. And if it, at the time he made an Edra, it's not clear. Even though it becomes clear. Later on, so the neder is not chal. Hilkar price be mari nozer shimshen im yesh bikri hazeh meyokur lave nozer kavosei. So then it means that it's so that even if it's nisbare that yesh bikri hazeh meyokur, but as long as the nezer didn't know at the time he took the neder of nezires that crop had meyokur, so it's still not the nozer. So why do they say im yesh im nignav nevat? So that's the Gemara's kashi. Yochem ayir yesh nignav or yesh nevat. Alu yit acho kecha de Rav Shimon. De acho gav de nignav shovat kosova mayolim yesh nav shel yisveik. Alu yit acho kecha de Rav Shimon. De acho gav de nignav or yesh shovat kosova mayolim yesh nav shel yisveik. Alu yit acho kecha de Rav Shimon. De acho gav de nignav. Vichitei me leisne. Vichiyise bein alu yit acho kecha de Rav Yehuda. Die Kirche der Teherodiv, lesse, die Chiven, die Teime, schon nicht nur in Sires Lafloye, lege Kirche der Teher, zwei, die Isse bei einem, schon nicht auf Genevat. Once we know the Tam of Reb Yude, so then there is no Chidesh. Die Isse bei einem, schon nicht auf Genevat. Aber hast du die Nocket lei, מי שניגנף ושאוב, אבל אש מוקל מניגנף, אש מוני עוד ריבוס את הרבשימן, ולא יחי יש לו ינזרו זה דאפלוי, ואוהית דמייל נפשו לזה. Now, so there are two פשוט, two שיטס הראשיים, here in רבשס טרנס. Now let's see, תסס here. רבש אומר, היי, די סופיק נזירס, די קרי, די שור רב יהודה, לאו טיים למישום דין עוד המאכניס, עצמי לדובו שסווי כחומו מוודאי. אלו רב יהודה משום רב טרפני, די בוי האפלוי, ותיים משום די סווייקר לא משתבת נפשי. שם די סווייקר לא משתבת נפשי. So in other words, so the first portion in Tesis is, and the Rashba also mentions both Lashenis. The first portion in Tesis is that according to Rav Ashi, so the price of Harini Yozer in Yesh Bikri Hazeh Meyokur, in Yesh Bikri Hazeh Meyokur, that Rav Yehuda Mati, so that is, this Rav Yehuda is Rav Tav. It's Rav Yehuda Mishim Rav Tav. It's Rav Yehuda Mishim Rav Tav. So in other words, so that means that if we don't accept Rav Tarfon's din, so then we cannot say like Rav Yehuda, Likur, according to that Losh. That's the first Losh. V'lo yimire, do abifeirik, b'shamay dinozer mucha behedye, di Rav Yehuda dikri polika yi di Rav Yehuda mishim Rav Tav. Loch enire de hoche koma, hayi dinozer shimshen, di polik Rav Yehuda lav Rav Yehuda alim nafshi yi, די ודאי מי די רבי יהודי קבי נוזר שימשן, כים די ישראל כחומם ודאי, אלו רבי יהודים שם רבתא אופני, די בוי אפלוי. Alright, so in other words, the second פשעת, and most רשיינים, agree with the second פשעת, not with the first פשעת, that רב אשה does not say that the price of רבי יהודי מטיר, of הרי נוזר, אם יש מקרי הזה מיוקו, ואולה חמוצי שני נבי שעובד, so it represents the view of רבתא אופני. No, that price does not represent the view of רבתא אופני. That's Rabbi Yehuda Alibi Din Avshe, not Rabbi Tav. And that is based upon the din of Loimayil Inish Nafshli Sveike, let's say in the case, the Chol HaPoches, in the case of Sveike Chomo Mevadak. So Loimayil Inish Nafshli Sveike. Loimayil Inish Nafshli Sveike. So that does not represent the view of Rabbi Tav. But the price, he cited the price before that says, Muter, even in connection with Nizires Shimshen, of the price that says, Harini Nozer Shimshen in Yevikri Azeme Yoko, Veola Chomotzi Shinigam Shorad. So there is another price that says, even in that case, that it's Muter, that is not in Nozir. So that price represents the view of Raptavon. But according to Rabbi Yude, so in the case of Harini Nozer Shimshen in Yevikri Azeme Yoko, Veola Chomotzi Shinigam Shorad, so he would be in Nozir. That's the shita of most Rishim. Now I just want to go over the Gemara and then discuss certain shita of Rishim. I want to go over the Gemara up to the Gemara of Chof of Leilom out of Yerogil bin Yidot. Now, the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Meir, Stam Truma B'Yehuda. Homa kirma surim, al mesveike lechumre, eme seife. Stam chome biyuda mitorim, gola surim, shinan shago, homa kirim eschoma kriyanim, homa kirim mitorim, al mesveike lechule, homa rabaye, seife rebleza bereb tzodeki, ditanye, רבי יהודה אימר, סתם תרומם ביהודה אסור, רבי יהודה רב צודק אימר, סתם חומם בגול אסורים. So that means that רבי יהודה himself holds Rabbi Yehuda himself holds the Stam Torah is Lahach. And when does he say Likule by Nizires? Because Loi Mayil Inish Nafshli Sveike in the case where Sveike is Chomo Mevada. But Rabbi Lezeb Reb Tzodek, he holds not only in the case of Nizires it's Lahokil, because Sveike Chomo Mevada, but in every Neder it's Likule. In every Neder it's Likule. Now, לחומרי, וסייף ודיקטון סתם חום ביהודה מתורים, היינו טיימן מתרחשו יוקיינים הר בביצועים ביניהם, ורעיף חומיהם, היו לקיינים, לא יהיה ביקורם לחירם גובי, החירם סתם. אבל יהיו כדרי שעדו כדי סייבר קשה. אמר רבי, סייבר רב לזר רב צודקי, דמאסטרו ניסן טרית הנועי, ראי שרב יהודי ספיר לי סביקה לחומרי. And only by Nizires, he says Likuli, because of Sveike Chomo Mevada. Uli day, he noch named Istam Chomim be Yehudi, Nama Asuri. We say, Fere Blazer Barab Tzodik, Doma Istam Chomim be Kol Asuri, Lifishi Makirin Es Chomi Kiyami, Ho Makirin Mutori, Di Sveike Likuli, Shumoche, Istam Chomim be Yehudi, Shoi Makirin, Enu Veimu Mutori, Ustam Trume Name be Yehudi, Ele Rab Blazer Barab Tzodik, Muteres. ואי, ונוקת רב יהודי תרומה, ונוקת רב לזה חומים, לאו דווקא, דועדים בתחומי גופו, אינם בחומים גופו, אבל מוצא להפלוגה. אלא מה בשמי אל מרבי קומה, או מה בשמי אל מרבי קומה. ולפי זה, כי מאדרינו נהיר, אמן דסביר לי, למה אל איני, שלף שלי סביקה, אבל מוצא למי מה, רב לזה רב צודקי, בקוס רב לזה רב צודק, he applies it all נידור. אלא רב יהודי עוד לפלי דקומה, הוכה בנזירס, גופו. ומן הלוכה קיימלון, דסתם נידור עם להחמיר, Kistamas Nisi, but by Nizires, it's Likule. Something is as a hotel because Sveike Chomo Mevadai. Because of Sveike Chomo Mevadai, and then Lachaname, if it's a case where it's not Sveike Chomo Mevadai, let's say Nizires Shimshen, so then it'll be Lechumre. Then it'll be Lechumre. Right now, let's go over the Mishnah. Moda Bechere, Viomalu Nedarti Elo Bechome Sholyam, Vikom Viomalu Nedarti Elo Bikobone Shomolochim. הרי עצמי קור, ויאמר לו, נדרתי אלו בעצם שהנחתי לי, לי או ישני דבי. כן אם אשתי נאמס לי, ויאמר לו, נדרתי אלו באשתי הראשינו שגרשתי, על כל עוני נשאלן להם, ואם נשאלו, אין שני סום ומחמירן עליהם. דיבר רב מאיר. So, תוחומרס, רב מאיר says. All מדרבון. So, תוחומרס. One is that we cannot be פסייה בחרותי. But only be Pesach. And then, that ancient is so machmirin alayhen, that when we are matir, even on the Pesach of Pesach, so he has to be nei iser, ki yomim shenorg ben ed. Ki yomim shenorg ben ed. V'chachomim emrim Pesach lem Pesach, mimok mache. In other words, that it doesn't have to be dafke Pesach. Pesach mok mache means even charote. So we can umlamdi meisom kidei shelo yinagu kalisreish benidom. So we need to kalisreish benidom. So we can more ask the kash. Hoku fe kash. Amret in nisholu me. Viodatone im nishalu en shenei som umach nirin aleyen. Amar av yude ochet. Vichulon in tzri rishayl. Bamed lo mamur im bitam et chochem. Avo bamoret shebo vishoel en shenei se yomach mirin olof. Bishlei me mach mirin lo ipasrino bacharoti. אלוהים שיני חדום כדיתן מי שנוזב עובר לזרוסי נשחוק השיני בייסה כיום שנוגע יתר דיו רבי יהודה אומר רבי יסי באמת הוא אמור מזרס מאתס אבל מזרס מרובה די למדיין אומר רבי יסף הויל ואמר רבו נשחוק לי בדינת מסקק אלוהי עובר צ'אפיר רבה חבייה כפו אמר משמתין עלי Right, now from all the רשיינים from most רשיינים it appears that this halacha b'amid dvar mamurim b'talmid chochem avol b'amoret shebo lishoel is ein shenei say avol b'amoret shebo lishoel ein shenei say machmirin olof or I tzodech hachomi machilik and the ein shenei say u machmirin olof and the hachomi marol samede that by amoret so it's not muta. It's not muter, but we can be matter him on the basis of Pesach also, on the basis of Charote also, not after on the basis of Pesach. But Amhoretz is not muter without a Torah. He has to have a Torah on the basis of Pesach, on the basis of Charote, but he has to have a Torah. So most Rishonim say that this halacha that by Amhoretz, so it is not muter without a Torah, Pesach or Charote. That applies only to the case, to the last Mishnah, of Noda Becheren, but it doesn't apply to the first Mishnah. First Mishnah of Stam Nidorim Lahachmir Upurusha Mohokeil, so in, let's say, if he said Ari like Ipsa Meliach, so then even an Amhoretz can be Miforish Lahokeil, and it doesn't require at all. Most Rashenim say that. But the Rabbi Avraham Noor mentions in the name of Rashi now It's not in our Rashi, because our Rashi is not Rashi. I mean, our Rashi is probably, was probably based upon Rashi's pshat. But Rabbi Avromino mentions in the name of Rashi that this aloche, the distinction between Talmud Chochem and Amoretz, that by Amoretz it's not muta without Pesach or Charote, so that applies not only to Noda Becherem, but it applies to the cases of the previous Mishnah as well. You see, most Rishonim hold that this applies only, that this aloche, that Amoretz, requires a Torah on the basis of Pesach or Charote, so is limited only to the cases of the last Mishnah. Because here, the explanation is very remote. So, Mele, by Amoretz, we are Cheshish, maybe it's Mishato. We don't trust it. Masha'inkei, in the cases of the first Mishnah, where the explanation Likule is not remote at all, it's not a Perush Muzor. So there, even Amoretz is Neman and we are not Cheshidim, maybe he's lying. That's the Sheet of Moshe Rishonim. But Rabbi Avraham Min Ohr mentions the name of Rashi that it applies to all the cases, even the cases of the first Mishnah. Now, Rabbi Avraham Min Ohr, Daf Yitches on the base. Stam Nidori, Pirush Rabbi Nushleimi, Shoma Nidri Stam, Kigin Shoma, Harei Olai Kikar Zeh Kipsa Moliach, Veloi Pirush Bishas Nidri Yeser, De Afo Gav Diikar Limeima, Shemo Livu Moliach, Dav Nizor Ekirei, אפילו הוכה תלינו לחומר, ואמרינו למוליע בשלומים כיווי, והווה מטוויס בדובר אוסר, ויוסר, ופירושו, שפירש בשס נדרי, so you could think, I mean, that since he says שפירש בשס נדרי, that's like the second lotion in our rush, but you'll see it's not the second lotion in our rush, it's not the second lotion in the מפורש, ופירושן שפירש בשס נדרי, ויומר הרי אולי כי כזה, כי פסם מוליע של אבלי זורי מותר, שניסר אבלי זורי בועל ונדר, ולהבה התפוסי עד שיידה בלבה נדע ולא יתידק דימשמה תכשנו דר סתם סורי מהנה אם יהיה מה למולי על דב לזור הכיוונתי you shouldn't be מדייק that way דו פירש רבי נשלם בסיף המשנה we don't find it but דו פירש רבי נשלם בסיף המשנה דיתנה וחולון יענה נמקוי So, al kulon in Nisholen, and what does it mean in Nisholen? By Amoretz, in Nisholen, so it doesn't refer only to Noda Becherem, but it refers to all the cases, in the previous Mishnah as well. Ditone v'chulon da'an en amekoi, k'moi shenivoye b'seif ha-Mishnah. So, k'mo shenivoye b'seif ha-Mishnah. So that means that, now, so according to Rabbi Avraham Min Ohr, so the Mishnah is saying as follows, in other words, that in all the cases, there is an equation between the cases of the second Mishnah and the cases of the first Mishnah. So in all the cases, so if he explains it at the time of the Neder, then even in connection with Amoretz, so it's effective. But if he doesn't explain it at the time of the Neder, but he explains it later on, let's say the next day, he explains it likule. So then, by Talmud Chochem, it's effective. By Talmud Chochem, it is effective. But by Amoretz, it's not effective. So why isn't it effective by Amoretz? Because we are Cheshish L'Shakya. So that means, so the Shite of Rabbi Nishleime is not the same shita, it's not mashma. I mean, you can be teichiket in the Russian of the Miforesh. Now, the Miforesh has two shenes. According to one Russian, the Miforesh, so Perusha Lohokil means even later on, and according to the second Russian in Miforesh, Perusha Lohokil means only the time of the Neder. And the Piskei, the Rosh also has two shenes. So it's mashma from the Miforesh, and that according to the Russian, the second Russian in the Miforesh, and according to the Russian in the Rosh, in the Piskei Rosh, that Pirush HaLohokil is only in the time of the Neder, so that means, so it's mashma, pashtes, aloshim, it's mashma, that if he is Miforesh Likule, later on, let's say the next day, so then it's ineffective even by Talmud Chochem, because it's not on the basis, according to the Miforesh second Rosh, and according to the Rosh first Rosh, in the Piskei Rosh, So that the Pirush of Hokil is only effective at the time of the Nedea. So it's not because later on we don't trust him. Because if it's a question of not trusting him, so Bishlin by Amoretz, we can Becheshed him. But by Talmud Chochem, how could we Becheshed him? By Talmud Chochem. So, I mean, Talmud Chochem means, as the Gemara says in Bava Metzia, I mean, who is a real Tzolem de Rabbanon? One who is never Mishakir except in three things. So, it's not reasonable to say that we are Becheshed him, maybe he's lying. So, it's mashma from the Losh of the Meforesh, that according to the second Losh in the Meforesh, and according to the first Losh in the Piskei Rosh, in other words, according to the Shittas of Rishonim, that the Perush of Hokil is only if at the time of the Nedea, and they don't say at the time of the Nedea, Ligabi Amoretz, it's mashma from the Losh of the Meforesh, and of the Piskei Rosh, that according to that Losh, so if it's not at the time of the Nedea, so even a Talmud Chochem is cannot explain it likule later on. So it's not on the basis that we are chishit, maybe he's mishaki. So what is the reason? What is the lomdes of the second loshen in the Meforesh and the first loshen in the Piskei Rosh? Because of Dvorim Shebalev. In other words, so even though in the case of Ariel like Ipsam Liach Kiyayin Esech, so, or Ariel like Kechirem, so the Pshat of Kechirem Shokiani, or Yayin Esech Shlav Lizor, is not remote, but it's not as likely. This explanation of Likule is not as likely. Why? Because as the Rishonim explained, why do we say Stam Lidor Nachmir? Because as the Rosh says, Afo Gav Dich Shepirish Gleima, Afo Gav Dich Shepirish Dvor, As Linon Bosa Perushon, Im Sosam, As Linon Vichumre, Di Stamanei Deir, Daitil Yeseh, Midloishosak. So in other words, so that means that the presumption is if he doesn't explain it at the time of the Nedah what he means, so then the presumption is that he means lechumre. That he means lechumre. Now if he means lechumre, so Mimele, if he explains it later on, so he's trying to explain it in a way contrary that it is understood at the time of the Nedah. So maybe it's Dvorim Shebalev. So Dvorim Shebalev and Dvorim. So even a Talmud Chochem is not able to explain it Likule later on. That's the Shita of the Rosh. Masha'inke in the Shita of Rabbi Avraham in Or, as he mentions, Rasha Shita. So there it's not on the basis of Dvorim Shebalev. Because he says, he also mentions in the name of Rashi that he can only explain it. He can only explain it Likule. He can only explain it Likule at the time of the Neda, but only vis-a-vis an Amoretz he can explain it Likule at the time, only at the time of the Neda, and later on not. But the Talmud Chochem can explain it Likule even later on. So according to Rashi Shite, it's not Dvorim Shebalev, because in view of the fact that this expression is capable of two interpretations, even though without an explanation. So then it is understood in one sense, in the sense of Lechumre, but since it's capable of another interpretation, so Mimele it's not Dvorim Shebalev if he explains it. But vis-a-vis an Amoretz, so if he explains it later on, so then we are Cheshish for Mishakir. But vis-a-vis a Talmud Chochem, we are not Cheshish for Mishakir. Alright, so that's the Shite of Rashi, I mean as Rabbi Avraham in Or mentions. Now let's see the Tosfos Rishi. Stam Nidon Lachmir, Pirish Nirali, Da heißt damit dorn hach mir, die gehen die Schossack. Will ich gole deite, bei dieser Chirem noch da. Wie auch soll er? Der Amrinon, mistome vadai bei Chirem schon Schamayim noch da. Wie auch da su, Oma, wie schon Keanin, noch da hat ihm immer schichinom bei. Er war Amrinon haschte und im Imlach. Wie auch dabei. Die aves deite, hoche li kore, havele li frusche, deite, die bei Chirem Keanin konne da. Ula fukem deite die Inche, wie savre die bei schon Schamayim noch da. אלא ודאי לדישוסק מי קורא, חשתו הוא דעוד הבא, ולא ימיימין עלי, אלא קייפין עלי לקיום נידורי, ומי די אמרינו נודע בחירם, ויאמר לו נדרתי אל בחומי, כי גינדיגולי דייתי מי קורא הוכה, אבל אילו, כל הירך דישוסק מי קורא, סתום אלהך ממשו. So he says, that even in regard to the case of נודע בחומי, ויאמר לו נדרתי אל בחומי של ים, so only at the time of the נדר, כי גינדיגולה דייתי מייקורי. אבל אילום, but if he didn't indicate at the time of the נדר, so כל היכה נשוסק מייקורי, סתום אל האחנה משהו. סתום אל האחנה משהו. In other words, we saw that the Shittes Rambam was, as the Kesef Mishnah says, that in regard to Chomim, and whether, so when can he explain, so the Shittes Rambam is, that he can explain later on also, that he meant Chomei Kehani, not Chomei Shomai. He can explain later on also, that he meant Yainesach Shalav Lizore, not Yainesach Lishomai. But that is only if in the city, in the place where he took the Nedea, and we said Kechomim, so Chomim is used in two senses. But if in a certain place, so Cherem is used only in the sense of Chomishamayim, even though in other places, so Cherem is used in the sense of Chomikianim, so the Kesef Mishnah says that according to the Rambam, so he's incapable of explaining it literally. How? But that's in regard to Chomim. Chomei Kehani versus Chomei Shomai. But in the case of Chomei, where he says later on, B'chomei Shel Yam, even though that is in all the places, it's not used in that sense. So there he can explain it likulei, even later on. So we explained. I mean, the Rambam Shite is that if in a certain place a certain word is used in one sense, so then if he uses it in another sense, even if it's klapish mayadalia, that he really meant it in the other sense, so it's dvorim shebalev. So that's the reason as to why if in the place where he took the neder, the term cheren is used always in the sense of Chomei Shomayim, even though in other places it's used in the sense of Chomei Keanim, and he later on says, I meant it in the sense of Chomei Keanim, so he still wasn't, because it's Dvorim Shel Lev. But Mashenkin, in the case of Nodah B'Cherem, and he says, even though in no place the term Cherem is used in the sense of Chomei Shel Yam, but since there is a loche of Pivli B'Shovin, he has to be mechavin to Aseret, and in the case where he says, I meant B'Chomei Shel Yam, so he wasn't mechavin to Aseret, so it's not Pivli B'Shovin. But in the case where he says, Kikar Zeh K'Cherem, and even though he meant in the sense of Chomei Keanim, but even though he meant in the sense of Chomei Keanim, he still meant to Asa. So there is no chisoren of Pivli B'Shovin. The shaila is whether he expressed it properly or not. So we say that even if he had spelled it out explicitly Chomei Keanim, he would be muter, because even in that case, the lave wouldn't be lacking, but the pay would be lacking. But since he said Cherem Stam, and in that place, Cherem Stam means only Chomei Shomayim, so the pay is there, and the lev is also there, because he meant to Asa. So the Shittes HaRambam is, in regard to Nodah B'Cherem, Vomer L'Nedarti L'Chomei Shel Yam, so even Even in the case where later on he explains it, that he meant v'chomish oyam. So it's still mutar. It's still mutar. Only by amoret, so he achish shlishak. But by Talmud Chochem, it's mutar. That is, Yisrit says, no. That even by chirem, not by chirem, v'yomar l'nedarti ele v'chomish oyam, so, v'nedarti v'chomish oyam, so it is only if at the time of the neder, he said, I meant, toch kedidibu, at the time of the neder, he said, I meant Chirem Shel Yam. But if later on he says Chirem Shel Yam, so then he's also. Now the question is this. The Mishneh says here explicitly that not a Chirem v'omulintat v'chom Shel Yam, so it's only Muter by Talmud Chochem. But by Namoretz, it's not Muter. It's not Muter. Now, according to the some Bishleim, according to all the other Rishenim, who applied this din of the Mishneh, later on, that he said it later on. So we can understand the distinction between Talmud Chochem and Amoretz. Because by Talmud Chochem, we have no choshes, lest he is Mishakeya. So Mimele, even later on, he can explain it likule. And by Amoretz, we have choshes, maybe he is Mishakeya. But according to this street, that when the Mishneh says here, that there is a distinction between Talmud Chochem and Amoretz. So it has reference to the case where the time of the neder he explained it, and he said, so that means that even at the time of the neder, he can only so it's if he's capable of explaining it likule if he's a talmud chochem, if he's an amor, it's not. So, but if, later on, so even a talmud chochem cannot explain it. So we understand this to why later on, even the Talmud Chochem cannot explain it, because it's Dvarim Shebalev. After all, what's the plain meaning of Chirem? Not Chomish Olyam. Chomish Olyam is a very, very remote meaning. And so even if Klapishmai is Galia that he meant Chomish Olyam, it's Dvarim Shebalev. So later on, even the Talmud Chochem cannot explain it Likule. So when does the Mishnah say that Talmud Chochem can explain it Likule at the time of the Neder? So then the Talmud Chochem can explain it Likule. And the Amoretz cannot explain it Likule L'chomish Olyam even at the time of the Neder. Even at the time of the Neder. Why not? He cannot say Dvarim Shebalev at the time of the Neder. At the time of the Neder. So apparently, according to the Tesis Reed, so the whole halacha of that by Amoretz, so it requires a Torah on the basis of Pesach HaRotem. So even at the time, even if he explains it, at the time of the Neder, it's a special Rabbanon. In order shall Yokilu Binidot. So Yokil Reishi Binidot. It's not because we have Yechshosha, maybe he's lying. In order that he shouldn't be Meikil Binidot. So it's a special Rabbanon. Now, the Roshan of the Tesis Reed, He has expressions here. He says, "The Amrinon Mistom Mevadai Bechirim Shal Shemayim Noda V'Yehod Asu V'Yoma Shebishalkei Anim Nodarti Loi Mashkechinon Bei El Amrinon Hashtehidim Mimlach V'Yehod Abei The Haves Daite Yochem Yikore Havul Yifrushe Daite." So that lotion lends itself to the interpretation that it's also a question that according to this script, it's a question of not believing it. But how can we explain it on the basis of not believing him if he says that even at the time of the neder, he says that later on, so even Talmud Chochem cannot explain it when the doubt will become Mishal Yam. So there it's not because we don't believe him. Talmud Chochem we certainly believe. So it's because it's Lomish Malev. So when is it Talmud Chochem able to explain it Likule that Lunidat Bechomish Al Yam only if he explains it at the time of the Neder? And still he says that Amoretz cannot explain it even at the time of the Neder. In other words, if he says Kikar Ze Olai Kicherem Vani Mechavein Lechomish Al Yam Loi Lechomish Al Shamayim. So even in such a case, by Alam Horetz, it requires a Torah. Why? Because we don't believe him. He said it. I mean, it's not shy to say we don't believe him. He said it. So it's on the basis of Shal Yokel Heishim and Nidorim. So obviously, later on, so he cannot explain it Likule even by Talmud Chochem, even though there is no Chosh of Mishakia. What is it? Because of his special aloha, because he's long in Shebelev. So why does he say the Amrino Mistome Vadai Becherim Shal Shamayim Noda, Vihoda Su Vioma, Bishal Kianim Nodarti, Loimash Gechinon Bey, El Amrino Hashtir de Mimlach, Vihoda Bey, the Yahavez Daiti, Hochemi Kore, Havoli Fushe Daiti. So the Pshat is in the Tesis Reed, Inachname, the reason is why he cannot explain it. Later on, even the Talmud Chochem cannot explain it later on, because since the presumption is at the time of the Neder, the presumption is that he meant Chomei Shamayim, so Mimele, when he explains it later on, that he meant not Chomei Shamayim, he meant Chomei Keyanim, so it's Dvorim Shebalev. Even though Chomei Keyanim comes within the Mashmoyes Halosh, but since at the time he made the Neder, the presumption was that he meant Chomei Shamayim, so Mimele, any other interpretation is Dvorim Shebalev. But if there hadn't been that presumption later on, that originally he meant in regard to the average person, if there hadn't been a presumption in regard to the average person that he meant Chomei Shamayim, it wouldn't be Dvorim Shebalev. Why is it Dvorim Shebalev? Dvorim Shebalev it is because before he explained the Neder, then the presumption was that he meant Chomei Shamayim. So Mimele, even though later on he explains that it's Dvorim Shebalev, but the Tesis Reed has to point out that at the time he took the Neder, the presumption was that he meant Chomei Shamayim. Because if at the time when he took the Neder, there wouldn't be a presumption that he definitely meant Chomei Shamayim, so Mimele, it wouldn't be Dvorim Shebalev. But why is it Dvorim Shebalev? So he says, because at the time of the Neder, the presumption was that he meant Chomei Shamayim. So he says, Alamrinon, why? But he's saying now that he meant Chomei Keyanim. So he says, since it's possible that he's Chayza now, so Mimele is Dvorim Shebalev. But if it wouldn't be possible that the person should be Chayza here, then it wouldn't be Dvorim Shebalev. Because right now he's Mefarish. But in view of the fact that even though he meant before Chomei Shamayim, he still could be Chayza now and say, no, I didn't mean Chomei Shamayim. So Mimele is Dvorim Shebalev. But he doesn't mean it's on the basis of not trusting him. He is trying to explain why is it Dvorim Shebalev. If there hadn't been a presumption at the time of the Neder that he meant Chomei Shamayim, so then it wouldn't be Dvorim Shebalev. Once he is Mivareya, later on that he meant Chomei Keyanim. So we would say that the Chiyach Seifi Al Tchilose. But in view of the fact that even though he meant at the time of the Neder Chomei Shamayim, he still could be Chayzer and say, no, I meant Chomei Keyanim, so mainly it is Dvorim Shebalev. But it's not on the basis of Mechshash, maybe he's lying, according to this thing. It's on the basis of Dvorim Shebalev. So that means there was an umdeh demuchach at that time that he meant Chomei Shamayim. So any other explanation to the contrary is Dvorim Shebalev. Why? Because the fact that he's giving that explanation now does not mean necessarily that at the time of the Neder he had that explanation, that meaning in mind. Because it's possible that in spite of the fact that now he's giving this explanation of Chomei Keyanim, but at the time of the Neder he meant Chomei Shamayim. So maybe it's one shot. Alright, we'll leave it here. In regard to the aloche of Stam Nidor Mahachmir, now the maskon of the Gemara is that that according to the Tanya of the Mishneh, so we say Stamidor Lachmir, and the only one who says that Stamidorim is a Hokeil, not only by Nizires, who are Sveikis Chomo Mevadai, but in general by Nidorim. So Stamidorim is a Hokeil, this is Reb Lezer Bar Reb Tzodik. But the Rabbonon of the Mishneh, they hold that Stam is a Dorm Lachmir, but they still could agree with the Aloche of Sofik Nizires Lachmir, the Mishneh in Tares, because over there is a special reason as to why we say Sofik Nizires Lachmir. Because Sveike Chomo Mevada. So the Mayel, Inish, Nafshali Sveike in a situation where Sveike is Chomo Mevada. So in other words, so in the case of Harein Yozir in Yesh Bikri Azeh may occur, V'holach U'motzi Shenignaf V'Shobat. Now the question is, if it's Nignaf V'Nevat, so what was his intention? Was his intention to become a Nozir if objectively the Kri has the measure of may occur, or his intention was to become a Nozir if this crop subjectively has Meyakur? Now, in the case of Nigraf and Nevat, so we don't know whether objectively it has Meyakur, because that we don't know, and it's not likely to be determined. It's Nigraf and Nevat. So if we say that the intention or the Mashmoyes Haloshi was that he should be Nozir if the crop objectively has Meyakur, some Mele, he has to become Nozir Misofik, because maybe, even though it's Nidna Venevat, maybe objectively it had Meyakur. But if his intention or the Mashmoy Saloshin was that he should become Nozir if the crop subjectively will have Meyakur, has Meyakur, now subjectively it certainly does not have Meyakur, because it wasn't verified and it's not going to be verified. So Mimele, he's not a Nozir altogether. If his intention or the Mashmoyes Haloshin of Bikri Azeh Meyakur is that objectively he should become a Nozir if objectively the crop has Meyakur, so then Misofik, he has to observe Nizires. Misofik, he has to observe Nizires. Now, so as far as this case is concerned, of Arini Nozir in Yeh Mikri Azeh Meyoko, V'holach U'motzi Shenignaf V'Shovat, so even Reb Shimon who is Eisei, so he's only a Nozir Misofik, not a Nozir Miteres Vadai. How could he be a Nozir Miteres Vadai? After all, we don't know whether there is Meyoko. So assuming that the intention of the person, the Mashmoyes Haloshi, of the expression in Yeh Mikri Azeh Meyoko is that as long as objectively the crop has Meyakur, he should be Nozir. But we don't know whether objectively it has. So even according to Reb Shimon, that is Eisei, he is only a Nozir Misofik. So Bimele, that's why even the Rabbonon of the Mishneh, who say, Stam Nidorim Lachmir, Stam Nidorim Lachmir, so in the case of, but they could agree with Reb Yudeh, who is Matia, because let's say if we are going to say like Reb Shimon, so he'll only be Nozir Misofik, so he will never be able to be Migaleach. So Mimele, since he will not be able to bring a korban because of the Issa of Chum Lazor, and if he will not be able to bring a korban, he will not be able to be Migaleach, because he's only allowed to be Migaleach after he brings the korban. So it's veike chomo mivadoye. Since it's veike chomo mivadoye, so Rabbi Yudah says, loy mayel inish nafshali sveike. Mayel inish nafshali sveike. But in the case of stam nidorim lachmir, it's not sveike chomo mivadoye. So then the Rabbonon say that stam is nidorim lachmir. But the question is, in the case of, so it goes without saying that in the case of him b'yesh b'kri azeh meyakur v'olach u'motzi shenignaf v'shovat, so even if we say v'chumres Reb Shimon, so it'll only be nozer misofik. But the shaila is in the case of the Mishneh of Hari like Psalm Eliach ki yai nesach. So im stam is osa. So it's osa b'teres vadai or it's osa b'teres sofik. So and then there is a machlekes hashini. Now, the Rosh says, Stam lidoron lahachmi o pirushon lahokil kelaima afal gavdich shepirish dvorov. As linon bosa pirushon, im stam, as linon lechumre. Di stam anei dea daite leeseya, midroi shosak. So it's mashma, then it's vada. Stam hanei dea daite leeseya, midroi shosak. But the lotion of the Rosh could be interpreted in the sense that it's an umden. That it's an umden. In other words, the intention of the person was less. It's an umden. Teisves says, ואם סתם עושה, פירושו מה שנסחב עם סתם, למה שהלא שמשה. והשתם יחד בכל המסניס משתם החידוש, בין סתם להחמיר, בין פירושו לחוקי. So, Teisves, so according to Teisves, it's also מתרס ועדיי. According to Rosh, it's obviously מתרס ועדיי, because he says, וסתם הנדר דייתי לסת. Teisve says that stam, im stam osea means that if his intention was limashmoy saloshe, he didn't have any specific kavone. He just had a kavone to whatever this expression purports to imply. So then it is osea. Now, so according to Teisve, it is definitely osa b'teres vaday. According to the Rosh, it is also osa b'teres vaday. But it is possible to interpret that there is a machlekes between the Rosh and Teisves. Because according to the Rosh, so it's a vaday on the basis of an umdene. According to Teisves, it's a vaday not on the basis of an umdene. Because when he doesn't miforesh to the contrary, lihokel, so then, and if he says, so in other words, if he says that he was nischaving with mashmoyes halosh, so the mele it has that meaning. Now the Karneiro says that the Rosh and Teisves have the same shit. In other words, why does Teisves say that if he was nischaving with mashmoyes halosh, so then it is osea. Why is the mashmoyes aloshin lechumre? After all, it's capable of two interpretations. When he says hariyo laike psamon liach, okay, yai nesach. So it's capable of the interpretation of the meaning of kipsamon liach of shomayim, of yai nesach leshomayim, and it's capable of psamon liach yai nesach lavidizor. So why do we say that if he said he was mischavin the mashmoyes aloshin, whatever it implies, whatever connotation it has, so then it is awesome. But it has two meanings. The answer is, since it's capable of two meanings, and stam haneideir is daitel oseir, so memele when a person is mischavin l'mashmoyes aloshin, in view of the fact that when a person takes an eder, his kavone is leseir, so memele the mashmoyes aloshin is the meaning of chumre. So, in other words, this is how the Karneiro explains it, and it's a very good pshat. Why does Teisves say that if he was nischavin l'mashmoyes aloshin, so then it is osea, but it has two meanings. So if there hadn't been this fact that stam haneider is daitel eseya, if there hadn't been this fact of stam haneider, he died to essay. So mimele, I wouldn't say that when one is mischaving limashmoyes aloshin, so mimele it should be lechumre. Now, what would it be if there hadn't been a numdene that stam haneider is died to essay? If there hadn't been such a numdene that stam haneider died to essay, and the person would say, I am kikaze oser olai kipsam aliach. Whatever psalm aliach means, whatever connotation psalm aliach has, and psalm aliach has two connotations. It has a connotation of psalm aliach of shomayim, and it has a connotation of psalm aliach of avrizore. And he said that I wanted it should be kipsamaliach according to the Mashmoyis Halosh. But the Mashmoyis Halosh is two. It has a dual meaning. One is just the opposite of the other. And he was mischave. He was mischave with Mashmoyis Halosh. And if the so because of the fact that when a person is neideya, so normally it's daitel eseya, so mele, when he says that he's mischavim mashmoyis aloshen, so mele he becomes osa. But suppose there hadn't been this umdene, that daitel eseya, so what would it be? And he was mischavim mashmoyis aloshen, but there is one mashmoyis aloshen, one connotation likule, and one connotation lechumre. So then what would it be? Then it would be a din safik. In other words, there is such a thing as a din safik. What does a din safik mean? The ritvo in Yume, daf mem zayim mem ches, says that andregenes is a safik. Andregenes is a safik, so it's not a safik of chisson yedir. Tumtum is a safik, so it's a safik of chisson yedir. Because one tumtum might be a zohor, one tumtum might be an ikeve. In other words, tumtum shenikra, we can perform an operation upon a tumtum. So sometimes when an operation is performed upon a tumtum, it turns out to be a male, and sometimes when an operation is performed upon a tumtum, it turns out to be a female. So tumtum is a suffix of chisson yedir. And each tumtum might be different. Andregenes has both organs, zachus and akvus. So there is no suffix in the mitzies. And the suffix indeed, the Ritva says, is not a suffix of chisson yedir. In other words, the Chachomim didn't know what the Torah considers it. I mean, even Eliyahu couldn't be Mevare, the suffix of Andreyenes. But what is Andreyenes? He has the Ivorim of Izocho. Some Mele, that gives him a din of Izocho. But he has the Ivorim of Nekeva. So that gives him a din of Nekeva. But the two are saying each other. I mean, one is the reverse of the other. One excludes the other. So whenever something partakes of two antithetical aspects, so then it acquires a din suffix. So it's a din suffix. And the same thing the Ritva says, Binash Moshes. So it's not that the Chachomim didn't know what the Aloha declares Ligabi Binash Moshes. What is it? They had a suffix. They didn't remember the Kabbalah in regard to Binash Moshes. Binash Moshes, I mean, this is something that arises every day, this question of Binash Moshes. The answer is the Aloha. That was the Kabbalah, that since Binash Moshes in the twilight period, and it's Eyo V'cheshach Mishtamshim B'Yavuvye, so to the extent that it is dark, some may it's lighter, but there is still a reflection of the daylight, of the light, of the rays of the sun, so there is a modicum of daylight too, in the twilight period. So it should be day. So it's both. It's day and night. But day is the opposite of night, and night is the opposite of day. So Memele, the Ritva says, it acquires a din suffix. So again, it's a suffix that Eliyahu couldn't be mevar. Now, so if there hadn't been, the halacha, if there hadn't been an umdene, that's tamaneida daitela eseya. So Memele, in the case where a person would say that he was mischavim mashmoyis aloshin, what would it be? It would be a din sofik, because he was mischavim to mashmoyis aloshin. So in other words, he said that he is mischavim to mashmoyis aloshin. He was mischavim to the connotation of moliach shamayim, and he was mischavim to the connotation of moliach avnizore. So I mean, one is diametrically opposed to the other. So maybe it's both. So it would be a din suffix. But in view of the fact that stam aneder is daitel eseya, so memele, whenever a person is mischavim mashmoyis aloshin, it means that he is mischavim to mashmoyis aloshin of chumre. True, it has a dual meaning. But stam aneder is mischavim eseya, so memele, in mishpat aloshin, it acquires only one meaning, the meaning of chumre. So it's like it, according to Teisves and the Rosh. Now, from Rashi's Roshin, it's mashma, stam nidorim, deni yedeya bin zi yenoda. So it's mashma that Rashi doesn't apply the Mishnah of Stam Nidorim to the case where he says that he is Mishcham in Mashma Yisalosh. But in Rashi here, it's not Mifuresh. However, Rabbi Navor Minor, so he says, and I think he mentions that in the name of Rashi too. I mean the real Rashi, I mean not the Mifuresh. This Mifuresh was based upon Rashi. That's the reason as to why most of the time, so the Rashi here coincides with what Rishaini mentioned the name of Rashi. But sometimes it does not coincide. Why? Because this, it's called Rashi in the same way as the Rashi, the Perush on the Reef is called Rashi. Rashi never wrote a Perush on the Reef. Not that he couldn't, he probably could. I mean, the Reef was a contemporary of Rashi. I mean, the Reef was a little older than Rashi, but he was still a contemporary of Rashi, and he could have written. But the fact is, I mean, that Rashi never wrote it. It's called Rashi on the Reef. Why? Because the one who wrote that Biur on the Reef based it upon Rashi. And matter of fact, most of the time, you even have the Loshon of Rashi. So this, the Rashi Amidorim, was based upon Rashi's Perush Amidorim. So most of the time, so when Rishaini mentioned Rashi's Shite, so it coincides with the Rashi here, the Mefarish. Sometimes it doesn't. So Rabbi Avrom, you know, from the Rashi here, it's Mashma, that he was Chelik on the Antesis and the Rosh. And that he says, Stam Nidorim Lachmir, then Yedea Bezinot Lachmir, that's Lin Lechumre. So the Loshon means, because Sveke Deraise Lechumre, that's how it's Mashma. That's Lin Lechumre. If Rashi Shite had been like the Rotesis and the Rosh, that it's Ivadai, because the Mishnah is reference to the case where he was Mishavim and Mashmoyes Aloshon, then Rashi shouldn't use the expression, the Azlin on Lechumre. It's not a question, Azlin on Lechumre. The expression, the Azlin on Lechumre, implies, because of Sveike de Reis Lechumre, even though he doesn't spell it out explicitly. However, Rabbi Avraham Minor, so he says it explicitly, that Stam Nidorim Lachmir means, has reference to the case where he says, Eini Zocho, I forgot. At that time I remembered, and then later on he says, I forgot what I had in mind. I really don't know. So it's Lechumre Misot. So he says so, Rabbi Avraham Minor. And that is Rashi Shite. I mean, that Rabbi Avraham Minor mentions. So even though he doesn't mention that Rashi said that, but it's Mashma from the Loshon of Rabbi Avraham Minor, that was the Biur of Rashi. So in other words, it's not like Tesvis. So there is a big nafkemine. According to Tesvis and the Rosh, if someone says, now, so in the case of Ariolai Kipsam Uliach, in the case of the Mishnah, and he said that he was Mishavon Mashvoy Saloshin, so then, if he will eat this kikea, that in connection with which he said, Ariolai Kipsam Uliach, will be Chayu Malkus. According to Rashi, Rabbi Avraham Minor, he will not be Chayim Malkus because the Mishnah has reference to the case where he said that he doesn't remember some Mele, it's Osea, because of Sveike de Reis Lechumre. Now, but it does not necessarily follow that Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Minor, who applied the Mishnah to the case where he said Eini Zocho, that they would be chilek on Tesvis and the Rosh Din. Because you see, according to Tesvis and the Rosh, the Mishnah, when it says Stam Nidorim Lachmir, as reference to the case where he took the Nedea and he said that he was mischaving Mashmoy Zalosh. According to Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Minor, the Mishnah is reference to the case where he said that, where he says now, that at the time he took the net there, he had a specific intention, but he doesn't remember whether that specific intention was Moliach HaVlizore, or that specific intention was Moliach HaInesach. But it's still possible that in the case where he said that he was Mishab to Mashmoy Zaloshin, so then Rashi and Rabbi Avraham Minor would agree with the Shite of Tesis, except that they don't apply the Mishnah to such a case. But it's possible that in such a case, In such a case, where a person says he was mischavel mashmoyis haloshen, then Rashi would also agree with him, except that the Mishnah doesn't discuss that case, according to Rashi and Rabbi Avromino. Now, Teisves, here, the Rav Shimon Eiser, the Mayor Nafshei, let's say, Daf Yutes Omedale, and that, the Rav Shimon Eiser, the Mayor Nafshei is vacant, Vim Teima, Heiche Maise Korbonei, Valei Chum Vazoi, Vishemo Eim Bikri Meyoku, Vinanedachor. So he says, Rav Shimon says, Rav Shimon Eiser, and it's Mashma, Rav Shimon Eiser, and he can fulfill the Nizires. How can he fulfill the Nizires? He cannot fulfill the Nizires. Because after all, to the Rav Shimon holds that Maile Nish Nafshel Isveike, even Bimokim Shesveike Chomo Mevadai, so it's still Maile Nish Nishel Isveike. Now, the question is, what was the intention, or what was the Mashmoyis Haloshin? What was the intention? Well, the Mashmoyis Haloshin, it was the intention of the Mashmoyis Haloshin that he should be Nozia if objectively the Klapes Veyokur, or the intention of Mashmoyis Haloshin was that he should be Nozia if subjectively, I'm using these expressions, his intention of Mashmoyis Haloshin, in order to explain the Alibe Teisves and Alibe Rashi. Because you see, Alibe Rashi, now the Gemara applies this case, I mean the Gemara tries to equate the case of Arini Nozer Ngej Bikri Azem Eokur with the case of the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachna. Now, according to Teisves, the case of the Mishnah of Stam, that the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Nachna has reference to the case where he says that he wasn't mischa, he didn't have a specific intention. He was only mischavu mashmoyis haloshen. So, b'meile, we have to say it follows that the case of Arini Nozer Ngej Bikri Azem Eokur, the Olach Motzei Shinikav Shehovat, also has reference where he did not have any specific intention in mind, but he says he was mischaving to the Mashmoyis Haloshin. So, and the question is the Mashmoyis Haloshin of Im Yesh Bikri Azeh Meyokur, Im objectively Yesh Bikri Azeh Meyokur, or Im subjectively Yesh Bikri Azeh Meyokur? According to Thesis, according to Rashi and Rabbi Avromino, the Mishnah has reference to the case where he says in the Zohar. So since the Gemara equates the price of Arini Nozer Ngej Bikri Azeh Meyokur with the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Lahachmir, so in other words, so the price of Arini Nozer Ngej Bikri Azeh Meyokur must have reference to the same kind of case as the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Lahachmir. According to Rashi and Rabbi Avromino, that the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Lahachmir has reference to the case where he says, at the time I took the neder, I knew exactly what I meant, but now I don't remember. I don't remember. So the Mele, the Brise of Arini Nozer Ngej Bikri Azeh Meyokur, the Olach Motzei Shinikav Shehovat, also has reference to the same case where he says, at the time when I took the neder, I knew exactly what I meant. Whether I meant Arini Nozer Ngej Bikri Azeh objectively Meyokur, or Arini Nozer im Yisbarer Ngej Bikri Azeh Meyokur. I knew, but now I don't remember. I suffered a lapse of memory. I don't remember what specific intention I had. I mean, it's not shayach to say that the Mishneh of Stam Nidor Lahachmir has referenced one case, and the price of Arini Nozer Ngej Bikri Azeh Meyokur has referenced another case, because the Gemara equates one and the other. And then the Gemara says there is a difference, because here it's Veikechom Mevadai, here it's not Veikechom Mevadai. So, but it must, both must be understood in the same context, not in different contexts. So that's the reason as to why I say, I mean, in explaining the Mishnah, the price of Arini Nozer, Im Yesh Bikri Azeh Meyokur, V'Olach Umotzei Shinina V'Shovad. So the question is whether his intention was that he should be Nozer if objectively there will be Meyokur in the crop, or his intention was that he should be Nozir if subjectively, if it will be Nisbarer, that there is Meyokur in the crop. In other words, according to Rashi and Rabbi Avromino, we have to say that. According to the Rosh, according to Tesis and the Rosh, so we have to say that the Shaila, the Machlekes, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is as to whether when the person says, הריני נוזר, אם יש בקריאה הזה מייקור, ואלה למשמוע יש הלוש, implies, הריני נוזר, אם יש בקריאה הזה מייקור, objectively, או למשמוע יש הלוש, הריני נוזר, אם יש בקריאה הזה מייקור, subjective. So, תסס את הקשר, ואין תימא, היכה מי זה קורבונה, והליכון בזוי, ושמו אם בקריא מייקור, ואין הנדחו, now it's משמה, רפשי מן הישר, and in other words, he has to deport himself like a nausea. What are the dinim of nausea? So he counts, let's say, 30 days, and within the 30 days, he refrains from giluach, he refrains from tumas meisim, from siyas yayin, and then, after he completed this cycle of nisires, this mean of nisires, so then he has to bring three kopones and be migaleach. So, mashmoy saloshi of Rav Shimon Eiser means that he is neig nizires. So the Teisa says the kashe, how can Rav Shimon say Eiser? In other words, he has to follow up the din of nizires. For nizires, in other words, he should refrain from certain things for 30 days, then bring the kopones and be migaleach. But Rav Shimon, according to Rav Shimon, so it doesn't make any difference whether he had a specific intention and he doesn't remember, or he did not have a specific intention and his intention wasn't mashmoy salosh. Teis v'shita happens to be that he did not have a specific intention and that the intention was mashmoy salosh. But whether he had a specific intention or he didn't have a specific intention, in this particular case of Areni Nozem Yeh Mikri Azem Meyoko, he couldn't be Nozevada. Because let's say that he had a specific intention, he doesn't remember. So how could he be Nozer Vada? Maybe the specific intention was that he should be Nozer only if subjectively there'll be a Meyakur. So even if Klapishmai is Galia, there was Meyakur, but it wasn't Nisbara subjectively, it wasn't Nisbara, so maybe couldn't be Nozer. And if he didn't have a specific intention, and his intention was the Mashmoyes Alosh, Mashmoy Saloshin. So let's say that according to Rav Shimon, it means objectively. But we don't know how it is objectively, because it was Migdal Neva. So he couldn't be Nozer Vadai, so according to Rav Shimon, he could only be Nozer Sofik. Still, Rav Shimon Eiser, the term Eiser implies, he deports himself like a Nozer, like any other Nozer. What does it mean, like any other Nozer? At the end of 30 days, he'll bring Kobones. How can he bring Kobones? Maybe it's Klapishmai, it's Galiet, that there was no Meyoko. So Meili was not a Nozer, so he's maybe Chum Lazor. That's the discussion. V'yesh Leima, v'sheneider al Tnai, if yesh be Meyoko, arin Nozer. V'im lav, arin Nozer nidov. So when Rav Shimon is Eise, Rav Shimon says, we advise him to take another Neder. He already took one Neder. So on the score of that first Neder, on the score of the first neder, so then he is bound on the score of the first neder, so he's bound misofik. But in order to avoid problems, and after all he will be in trouble if he doesn't take another neder, because then he'll never be able, since he's Nisofik, and the halacha is that in Nozir, even after he completed the minyan of Nisiris, whether it's 30 days, 100 days, or 2 years, 5 years, once he completes the minyan of Nisiris, so he has to bring the korban, and then he's allowed to be Nikalayach. But here, since it's Nisofik to him, as far as the first neder is concerned, so it's Nisofik because he doesn't know whether Klap Ishmael is Galieh, that the Klap had Meyoko or not, so he cannot bring the korban because of Chul Azore, so Memele will never be allowed to be Migaleach, and until he brings the korban, he is Oseh in Giluach, and he is Oseh in Siyas Yayin, he is Oseh in Tumas Meisim, so he'll be in trouble for the rest of his life. So Memele, Reb Shimon Eiser means we advise him. Now since you have to be Neig Nisiris anyway, so you better take another neder of Nisiris, and it's not. And you say in the other neder, so you should say like this. Im behakri hoyom meyoko. So Areini Nozer, so Areini Nozer from before. And if bikri azel lo yoyom meyoko, So I know the Lidov. So I'm becoming now a Nozel. So then, and then you'll have to count, of course, 30 days from the second Neder, because he will not be able to bring a Korban once 30 days elapse as of the time he took the first Neder. Let's say the first Neder he took Alev Benissen, and now it's already the 10th of Nissen. So when it's here, at the beginning of here, he cannot bring a Korban, because maybe there was no Meyokur. So Memele, if there was no Meyokur, so he was not in Ozia. So Memele is maybe Chul Lazore. He's maybe Chul Lazore, so he'll have to wait until 30 days will elapse as of the second Neder. And the second Neder, he'll make out night. So he says, V'yesh lo ima ashen eder out night. Im yesh boi Meyokur arin in Ozia. V'im lav arin in Ozia nidob. Alright. Almel Rav Shimei Mael Nafshu Isveiki. Umasnissen, so the Gemara at first said, Umasnissen, the stamni dorm hachmir, misup mele rabshim. Then Teisa says, Vintema, valil rabshim eloi avenoze vadai, el avenoze misofik. Vitzorich lasneis, in order to be able to follow up the dinim of Nizires, to bring a korban, to be migaleach after the minyan, so he has to take another letter of Nizires, and it's nai, Vitzorich lasneis, im yesh beweku. Aber must listen to the Osea, Bivadai Koma, Gamkin Limalkis. You see, because Tesis Lishitose, the Tesis says that the Mishneh of Stamdol Achmer's refers to the case where he didn't have a specific intention. And his intention was Limashmoy Salosh. So Memele, we say that since Stamaneder is Daitel Eseya, so the Mashmoy Saloshin is only the Chumre connotation, not the Kole connotation. If not for Staman Eder, title essayer, then it would be Din Sofik. But since Staman Eder is title essayer, so the Kole connotation is eliminated. So there is only one connotation in the Mashmoy Saloshin. So he's a Vadai. It's a Vadai Neder. So the male will be Chayu Malkes too. But here, he cannot be Chayim Malkes. On the score of the first letter, he cannot be Chayim Malkes. Avu Masnis Kutono Osa Bivani Koma. Gam Kilo Malkes. Du Mie Diktonik Abi Shol Shomayim Nodar. Osa. Do Osa Osa Vadai Koma. How does the Tesis know that when the Mishnah says Osa, Stam Nidor Mahachmir, it's Osa. So he says, Vim Stam Osa, it means Osa Viteras Vadai Chayim Malkes? Because the same term Osa is mentioned if he says explicitly, Bishel Shomayim Noda, Osa. They are certainly Chayim Malkes. So the Mele, when he says Stam Noda is Osa, it also means Chayim Malkes. But by Rav Shimon Osa, it's not Chayim Malkes, it's only Misofik. Unless he takes another Neder of Nizires and it's not. But as far as this Neder of Nizires is concerned, so Osa Deya is only Bitirosofik. Amasis Kutar Osa, Bivanikoma, Gam Kumalti, Mitonikam Shomayim Noda Osa, Dosom Osa Vanikoma, Vyesh Leima. The masnis nik ne da vada eloshu ne da beloshim di mashma yisa vehete aval hoche ha ne da reini ne da vadai di shemo ein bikri meyoko. So he says the masnis nik ne da vada eloshu ne da beloshim di mashma yisa vehete. Now the question arises, you see, that's a raya from this Teisves, that the pshat of the Karaneiro in Teisves is a correct one, is sound, because if you adapt the Karneiro's pshat in Teisves, the Teisves pshat is based upon the Rosh pshat. So then we can understand. So he says, V'yesh lem masnis nik ne da vadai, eloshu ne da beloshin dimashma yisa veheta. Now the question is, and Teisves says that he was mischav mashmoy saloshin, but the mashmoy saloshin is dual. It has a mashmoy of Yisera, it has a chumre connotation, and it has a kule connotation of heter. So why is it vadai? Let it be din sofik. The answer is because stam aneder is daitel eseya, not that daitel hatia. Because lahatia, why does he have to talk? Let him keep quiet. So the fact that a person talks, so that eliminates the kule connotation. The kule connotation. So the only connotation that is left is the chumre connotation. So maybe it's vada. Mashi avol hoche haneder eini neder vadai the Shemoyim Mikrim Yokum, because here he himself made the chalis of his nizires contingent upon the fact that there is Meyokum. So even if we say that Stam Nidorim is Lachmir, but it still is up. It still is up. All right. Vim Teimar, Vim Keim Man Midame Hotel of Shimon Nedam Maslisen, the Maslisen and the Vadai, Vioch and the Sophic, Vieshleim Adorikoma, Vioch Shimon Eiser, Alma Filo Beneda Sophic, Misophic Nesle Humre, Kolchten, be Maslisen, Shenaneda have a Vadai Neder, Shetavesin, Chema Mashmois. Shechila was Tavesin, Chema Mashmois. In other words, so this Kashi is Monashach. Even in the case of the Mishnah is in the Vadai. And in the case of the prices, so even according to Rav Shimon, it's only in other Sofik. So how does the Gemara equate the din of the Mishnah with the din of the price of Rav Shimon? So he says, yeah, there is an equation. Because in both cases, he was mischabel mashmoy saloshe. So we see that in the case of the Mishnah, where the mashmoy saloshe, where it is capable of two connotations, but since he was mischavin le'eseya, so mimele the kule connotation is eliminated. So the only connotation that is left in that mashmoy saloshin is the chumre connotation. So mimele it's another vadai. But here it is also capable of two connotations. So one connotation is. One connotation is that Harini Nozir Mgej Bikri Azem Meyoku. So it means Imgej subjectively Bikri Azem Meyoku. So according to that connotation, if Nigna Vaneva, subjectively there is definitely no Meyoku, so then it should be no Nozir Bevada. But then it is capable of another connotation. It is capable of another connotation that Imgej Bikri Azem Meyoku objectively. So, since it's Daitel Eseya, so we say the same thing. Since it's Daitel Eseya, so Memele, the Kule connotation of that in Yesh Bikri Azeh Meyoku means Ki she is Barir, she Yesh Bikri Azeh Meyoku. Subjectively, in Yesh Bikri Azeh, subjectively Meyoku. That is eliminated. So, the only connotation that is left, that is not eliminated, is the Chumre connotation. That im yesh b'kri azeh meyokur means objectively there is meyokur. But we still don't know. So even though the kule connotation is eliminated, and the only connotation that remains is the chumre connotation, but even if from the point of view of the chumre connotation, that the mashmoy saloshi of im yesh b'kri azeh meyokur means if objectively there is meyokur in this crop, but we don't know whether objectively. So maybe it has to be Sophic, but there is an equation between the case of the Mishneh and the case here of the Reis. All right. Right now. Now, according to Rashi and Rabbi Avraham in Or, so there is no Kasha at the very outset, because even the case of the Mishneh, it's only Sophic. So here too, in the case of the Braise, of Harini Nozir in Yesh B'Kri Azeh Meyokur, it's also Isofik. Now, we discussed last time, and the time this year before, we discussed the Daran. The Daran accepts the Girse, the Girse, Eloi kashe ho kashe sofik mashken litame tomel tamachirim toya diver meya vechino yerablei zarei makidvor. In other words, that the Mishnah is quoting here not the loshna Mishnah that the Gemara is quoting here, not the loshna Mishnah in Pirk Dalet of Tares, but it's quoting the loshna Braise of the Tisef. And so the Ran explained it. He says. So he said, "Hakati kashi, the Rambler, the Roma behaved to us much in the Rabono, Kidiktone to Mash Kurika, Vafloch was the Bisfikai Lehum, Kidiktone, the Himalaya, the Rimaki Dwarf, followed by the Sophie Mashkuritami Tome. יש להם הדוח פה, ביש להם יחס, בסוף מזה נסלו הוקו למסיק, מכם בזה לא יקש. די כאלה מהם אתה רבלזה מחלו בסוף היא כתרו לרבונו. אבל כאילו די אבו בסוף מזה נסלו הוקו רבלזה היא, נעירה בקדושה בו בדיודום, היכה עדיף את תומד רבונו, אף על פי שיבו עם אלאו, מנזיר אז די ראי זה, אף על פי שיבו בדיודום. גודום. So we explained it, that he means, in other words, I bish leime if we say, that according to Shmuel says that Dochin is mitame acher. Aber tu mesatz mon yesh ben mit reise. So in Meile we can understand. So there is no steer, because we can understand this why the same Rabbezer on one end in respect to Tumas Mashkin Litame, where it is Sofik de Reise, he says that it's lechumre. And Sofik Niziras, he says, Likule. Why? Because Sofik Mashkin is a Zveke de Reise. So the general rule is that Zveke de Reise is Lechumre. But with Reise, it's Lechumre only with Sofik. But here, the Chachomim or Misake, that it should be Lechumre with Vadai. But the basis for the Lechumre with Vadai is the fact that even without the Rabbanon, so it's we have to be cheshish lechumre. Mashein kein ligabi sofik nizires, even though nizires is also involved in this reise. But there is a special nizires akosuv of kiyafli that we can be tevil on. In any case where there is a ktsasi choche likuli, and here the fact that when ayel inish nafshli zveike, it's not a choche mure, but a ktsasi choche it is. So we are tevil on. This is how the Ran explains it. But Mashein Kein, if we say, according to Rav, that Tumas Mashkin Atzmon is only the Rabbonon, and still Rav Lezer says that even vis-a-vis the Rabbonon, where the general rule is that Zveki the Rabbonon is Likule, we do not have to be Cheshish Lechumre. We can be Tele Loki. So here, the Chachomim, Womachmir, so certainly in regard to Sofik Nizires, there's a Zveki the Reise, even though mid the Reise there is no Aloha of Lechumre, but if Rav Lezer holds that we have to be cheshish lechumre in regard to Rabbonon, so we certainly should say that mit Rabbonon we should be cheshish lechumre in regard to Zveke de Reis of Nizires. This is how he explained it. Now, so if we say that the Ram agrees with the pshat of Rashi and Rabbi Avraham in Ohor, that the Gemara, the Mishnah of Stam Nidor Lachmir Stam Oseh, so it's bitirasofik. Bitirasofik, in other words, we have to be cheshish lachmir, as Rashi says, lachmir dazlil lechumre. Not that the mashmoy is haloshin is, bitiras vadai, but that it's a sofik, and we have to cheshish lechumre. So we can understand the kasha of the Gemara against Rav Lezer.